طيب الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد الطاهر الأمين، وأسأل الله تعالى أن يجعلنا من الناجين يوم القيامة، وأن يجعل أعمالنا حسنة ونياتنا حسنة. I ask Allah تعالى to make us safe on the day of judgment, to and to make us do the good deeds and to grant us with the sincere intentions. نكمل الكلام إن شاء الله عن صلاة الجماعة والجمعة. إن شاء الله we will continue talking about the prayer of جماعة and جمعة. قال المؤلف فصل: ويجب على كل من صلى مقتديا في جمعة أو غيرها ألا يتقدم على إمامه في الموقف والإحرام، بل تبطل المقارنة في الإحرام وتكره في غيره إلا التأمين. The author said, everyone who follows an imam while performing the prayer, that is the Jumu'ah prayer or other prayers, must fulfill the following obligations. One, the follower must not be ahead of his imam in the standing position or in saying the opening Allahu Akbar. The prayer of the follower is invalid if he says his opening Allahu Akbar during that of the Imam, simultaneously with the Imam in another part of the prayer is disliked, with the exception of saying Ameen. طيب هذا الفصل معقود لبيان شروط صحة الاقتداء صحة القدوة. This chapter talks about the conditions. What are the conditions for the validity of followingship? فإن للقدوة شروطا لا بد أن يراعيها من صلى مقتديا. من صلى مقتديا. There are conditions that everyone who prays as a follower should fulfill. من ذلك أن يراعي في إمامه شروطا ستة. Among that is to observe that his imam, that the imam fulfills six conditions. يعني حتى يأتم بشخص عليه أن يراعي أن هذا الإمام تتوفر فيه ستة شروط. So for one to follow an imam in the prayer, one needs to observe that there are six conditions that this imam fulfills. أولها ألا يعلم بطلان صلاة الإمام. The first condition for him not to judge the prayer of the imam as invalid. For him not to judge the prayer of the imam as invalid. سواء بحدث أو غير ذلك. Whether because he believes that the imam is in the state of ritual impurity or because other than that. فإذا علم المأموم أن إمامه ليس على وضوء مثلا ليس له أن يأتم به. So if for example the follower knows that the one if for example someone knows that the imam does not have wudu, then this person is not allowed to follow the imam because he knows that the prayer of the imam is invalid. كذلك لو علم أن على ثوبه نجاسة غير معفو عنها مثلا. Likewise, if the person knows that the imam is carrying a najasa which is not overlooked, he does not follow this imam. أما لو ظنه على طهارة فصلى خلفه ثم تبين له أنه غير متطهر صحت صلاته, صلاة المأموم صحت. Now if one believes, thinks that the imam is on wudu, he prays behind the imam, he follows this imam, and later he discovers that this imam did not have wudu when he followed him. In this case, the prayer of the follower is valid. It is valid. Because at the time when he followed him, he thought that he has wudu. He did not know that, he did not believe that his prayer is invalid. He did not know that his prayer is invalid. طيب. الشرط الثاني ألا يعتقد البطلان أو يظنه. The second condition for him not to believe that the prayer of the imam is invalid طيب أن لا يعتقد البطلان أو يظنه, ما الفرق بين هذه المسألة والتي قبلها؟ مين بيقول لي؟ قبل قلنا أن لا يعلم البطلان, هلا عم نقول أن لا يعتقد البطلان أو يظنه. عم بسأل حتى بعدين تساعدوني على الترجمة, عشان هيك عم بسأل. الفرق إنه العلم بالبطلان مبني على اليقين, يعلم يقينا أنها باطلة, مثل إذا كان على غير وضوء على اليقين صلاته إيش؟ باطلة. أما ظن البطلان فكأن مثلا كأن يكون الإمام مالكيا لم يقرأ البسملة، وعند الشافعية لابد من قراءة البسملة، فالشافعي يظن صلاة المالكي باطلة ولا يجزم، لأنه هذا اختلاف بالاجتهاد، يظن يعتقدها باطلة، يظنها باطلة ولا يجزم، من قطع على اليقين، لأنه قد يكون يعني هذا اختلاف في الاجتهاد، لو ظن هو اجتهاد الشافعي صوابا، واقع الحال قد يكون اجتهاد المالكي هو الصواب، فلذلك يقال له ظن. كيف بدي أقولها بالإنجليزي هاي بقى؟ ما بسمع حاجة. Without certitude. Okay. طيب. مش الحال. The second condition is that he does not believe or perceive that the prayer of the imam is invalid without being so he would not deem or the prayer of the imam to be invalid like when there is difference in ijtihad about the validity of the prayer. For example, the Malikis do not consider Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim a verse from Al-Fatiha. The Shafi'is do. So, if the Imam is following the school of Al-Imam Malik, radiyallahu anhu, there is a big chance that the Imam says Allahu Akbar to start the prayer and immediately Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Immediately. In this case, the follower knows that the Imam did not say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the follower who is Shafi'i, because there was not enough time to say it, he cannot even think, maybe he said it with a low voice, because immediately he said Allahu Akbar Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, so there was no time to say it. In this case, the follower who is Shafi'i deems the prayer of the Imam to be what? Invalid. Although there is a possibility that it is not invalid in reality, because there is difference in opinions between the imams. If this is the case, still he cannot follow the imam in that prayer. Is it clear? Is the case clear? Sometimes you are 100% sure that the prayer of the, in reality, the prayer of the imam is invalid. And sometimes you deem it invalid, you perceive it to be invalid, although you are not 100% sure that this is the case in reality. When does this happen? When there is difference in opinions among the imams. And the imam is following one imam, the follower is following another imam. And for the follower, the prayer of the imam is invalid, while for the imam his prayer is valid according to the opinion that he adopts. In this case, the follower is not entitled to follow the imam, is not. Because although he is not certain 100% that the imam's prayer is invalid, he deems it to be what? Invalid. إذا غير اعتقاده وأخذ بمذهب الإمام الآخر فله أن يصلي خلفه. Now if at that moment he changes his belief, he goes according to the saying of the other imam, he can follow him in the prayer. He is allowed to do that. We are not talking about that. I can't hear you. No. I'm not saying that one needs to know if the imam... No. I'm saying if it happens that he hears the imam saying... Sometimes this might happen. You'd hear the imam standing in the mihrab saying with a loud voice. And it would be, for example, the prayer of Maghrib. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Just like that. So, now there you are. You know that he did not mention Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you know that according to the Shafi'i school, you have to say it. So, and you know that he is following another school that allows him not to say it. So is it permissible for you to follow him in this case or not? The answer, no. Except if at that moment you change your belief, your heart changes, and you want to go according to the other imam, then this is another issue. We are not talking about that. Is it clear? But you don't need to ask. No, you don't need to ask or to check what's the school of the imam. No, you pray. You go into a mosque or in a place. You see someone that you don't know, a Muslim, praying, regardless of his madhab, if he is Shafi'i, Hanafi, Hanbali or Maliki. You say to yourself, you think in your heart, maybe he's better than me. So you go and you follow him in the prayer. If he does not know, then more so, he does not follow him in the prayer. Because for him, the prayer of the imam is invalid. شو بده هو شو بده شو بيعرفه لو هو يدبر صلاته هو يحرص على صلاته هو تكون مقبولة وإله فيها ثواب أو هني بيعرفوا حالهم ما شرط يقعد يسألهم أنت أي مذهب تابعه هلأ كيف حتوقف وراي يتركهم ما كانوا يفعلون هذا إذا تأكدت. أما إذا في احتمال أنه قرأها مثل إذا كبر ومدغري قال الحمد لله بعد مدة ففي احتمال أنه يكون قال بصوت واطي تأتموا به وما في إشكال. أنت بتعتبر صلاته غير صحيحة ولا تصلي خلفه. هذا هو. الثالث أن لا يعتقد وجوب القضاء عليه. الشرط الثالث في الإمام الذي لا بد من توفره في الإمام أن لا يعتقد المأموم أن هذا الإمام يجب عليه أن يعيد صلاته هذه بعد هذا. The third condition is for the follower not to know, not to believe that the Imam has to make up this prayer. كيف هذا؟ How that would happen? إذا تيمم شخص لفقد الماء في مكان يغلب فيه وجود الماء لكن هو ما وجد، هنا يصلي ثم بعد ذلك إذا وجد الماء عليه أن يعيد هذه الصلاة. في هذه الحال لا يأتم به من توضأ ليصلي. An example of that is if someone makes a tayammum because he does not find water at a place where usually water exists there, but for this time he cannot find water, so he makes a tayammum. Such a person prays with this tayammum and he needs to repeat this prayer, to make up this prayer when he finds water later. In this case, such a person does not lead the prayer. So if I know that he is leading the prayer, I do not follow him, because he needs to make up this prayer. مثال آخر، إذا كان شخص وضع جبيرة على غير طهارة، في مذهب الشافعي هذا يغسل الصحيح، يمسح على الجبيرة ويتيمم ثم يعيد بعد ذلك لأنه وضعها على غير طهارة. مثل هذا إذا وقف إماما لا يؤتم به، إذا وقف يصلي يعني لا يؤتم به. Another example, if someone puts a cast without being in the state of ritual impurity. Such a person washes the healthy parts, he wipes on the cast, he makes tayammum, he prays, and he needs to make up these prayers later when he gets cured, when he takes off the cast. So because he needs to make up those prayers, we do not take him as an imam. He is not taken as an imam. الرابع أن لا يشك في كونه مأموما أو إماما. The fourth condition is for the person not to doubt whether the one who's praying is an imam or a follower, فلا يصح أن تأتم بمن تشك هل هو الإمام أم لا. So it is not valid that you follow in the prayer someone whom you don't know, you doubt, is he the imam or is he a follower in the prayer? It is not valid to take him as an imam. الخامس ألا يكون أميا لا يحسن الفاتحة كأن يعجز عن حرف من حروف الفاتحة. The fifth condition is for the imam not to be unable to recite al-fatiha properly, correctly, in a correct way. That is, if the imam cannot pronounce any letter among the letters of Fatiha properly, then you do not follow him in the prayer. السادس ألا يقتدي الذكر والخنثى بامرأة. المرأة تأم المرأة ولا تأم الخنثى, الخنثى المشكل يعني, ولا تأم الخنثى ولا الذكر. A woman is allowed to lead the prayer if the followers are women. But she is not entitled to be an imam if the followers are men or hermaphrodite. Hermaphrodite means it is not yet known, is this person really a male or a female? This person would have the organs of both sexes, and it is not yet known. This person has to be a male or a female, really. But up till now, it is not known, is this person really a male or a female? ومن شروط هذه الشروط الستة لابد من توفرها في الإمام. Those six conditions need to be, يعني the imam in the prayer needs to fulfill those six conditions. ويشترط كذلك في صلاة الجماعة ألا يتقدم على إمامه في الموقف والإحرام. Among the conditions in the jama'ah prayer, in the congregation prayer, that the follower does not stand in front of his imam. والمراد والعبرة بالتقدم بعقب الرجل في القائم المعتمد عليها, بعقب القدم في القائم المعتمد عليها. If someone is praying while standing on his feet, how do you judge that this person is in front of the other person? You check the heels. If his heels are in front of the heels of the other person, then he would be considered in front of him. You do not check the toes, you check the heels. If the heels are in front of the heels of the other one, then he would be considered standing in front of him. فإن كان يصلي جالسا فالعبرة بالمقعدة. If one is praying while sitting, then you check the buttocks to know who is in front of the other. كذلك يشترط ألا يتقدم على إمامه في الإحرام أي بتكبيرة الإحرام. Likewise, it is a condition that the follower does not start his prayer before the Imam. يعني does not say Allahu Akbar, the opening Allahu Akbar before the Imam. يعني إذا أنا وقفت أريد أن أصلي مؤتما بزيد فكبرت ونويت في التكبير أنني أصلي إيش مؤتما بزيد وزيد بعد ما دخل في الصلاة سبقته بالتكبير لا تصح قدوتي به. This means if I want to pray in congregation following X among the people, a person, so I stand behind this person and I say Allahu Akbar while having the intention in my heart to follow him in the prayer. If I do that before he starts his prayer, then this would be invalid because he is not praying yet. He did not say Allahu Akbar to start his prayer yet. So I cannot follow him in the prayer before he starts his prayer. فيجب تأخير كل تكبيرة المأموم عن كل تكبيرة الإمام. It is an obligation for the follower not to say the opening Allahu Akbar until the Imam finishes all of it. All of it. فلو بدأ المأموم بالتكبير مع الهمزة من أكبر من الإمام لم تصح قدوته. So if the follower starts saying Allahu Akbar when the Imam started saying Akbar, the A in Akbar, it is not valid. The followers. The followers' prayer is invalid in this case. حتى لو شك حتى لو شك المأموم هل يعني حتى لو شك في مقارنته لتكبيرة الإمام لم تصح صلاته. Even if the follower doubts that his opening Allahu Akbar was simultaneously with the Imam's, this invalidates his prayer. He needs to be sure that he starts it after the Imam finishes it. صلاة ما صحت المأموم. فإن قارن المأموم الإمام في غير تكبيرة الإحرام كره ذلك إلا في التأمين فإنه يسن. Now with other than the opening Allahu Akbar, if the follower goes simultaneously with the Imam, when the Imam bows, he bows simultaneously with him. He does not wait after the Imam bows for him to bow. He goes with him. When the Imam stands up, he stands up with him, simultaneously with him. This is disliked. Except when the Imam says Ameen after reciting Al-Fatiha, it is Sunnah for the follower to say Ameen with him. So except when the Imam says Ameen after reciting Al-Fatiha, then it is Sunnah for the Imam to say Ameen with him. With other than that, it is disliked to go with the Imam, simultaneously with the Imam. قال المؤلف ويحرم تقدمه بركن فعلي. The author said the follower is prohibited to precede the imam by one integral of action. من أحكام صلاة الجماعة ألا يسبق المأموم الإمام بركن فعلي. معناه ألا ينهي ركنا فعليا وينتقل عنه قبل أن ينتقل الإمام إليه. إن أنهى ركنا فعليا وانتقل عنه قبل أن ينتقل الإمام إليه يكون وقع في هذا الذنب الذي هو من كبائر الذنوب. مثال ذلك أن يكون الإمام يقرأ الفاتحة والمأموم يقرأ الفاتحة, ينهي المأموم الفاتحة فينزل إلى الركوع ثم والإمام بعد قائم, ثم يرفع عن الركوع والإمام بعد قائم, فهنا المأموم أنهى كل ركن الركوع ثم انتقل عنه خرج عنه والإمام بعد ما انتقل إليه ما بدأ به, هنا وقع المأموم في ذنب هو عند الله كبير. Among or if someone is following an imam in the prayer, it is prohibited for him to precede the imam by a complete integral of action, which means it is prohibited for the follower to finish an integral of action and leaves it while the imam did not start with it yet. An example of that, if the Imam is reciting Al-Fatiha and the follower is reciting Al-Fatiha, the follower finished Al-Fatiha, so he bows for a ruku' and the Imam is still standing, then the follower goes up from a ruku' while the Imam is still standing, did not go to a ruku' yet. In this case, the follower is committing an enormous sin, a sin which is an enormous sin. لكن لا تبطل صلاته, but this does not invalidate his prayer. أما لو سبق الإمام ببعض الركن لا بكله فلا يحرم لكنه مكروه. Now, if the follower precedes the imam with a part of the integral, not with a complete integral, with a part of it, in this case it is not haram although it is disliked. How would that happen? يعني يحصل ذلك بأن يركع المأموم والإمام بعد قائم ما ركع ثم ينتظر في الركوع إلى أن يركع الإمام، فهنا سبقه بإيش؟ ببعض الركن. هذا يكره ولا يحرم. An example of that is for the follower to go to a ruku' before the imam goes to a ruku' and then to wait in a ruku' until the imam bows. In this case, the follower is preceding the imam with part of the integral, not with a complete integral. The follower is partially preceding the imam with that integral. أما لو تقدم على الإمام بركنين فعليين فتبطل صلاة المأموم. Now, if the follower precedes the imam with two integrals of actions, يعني من غير عذر عمدا من غير عذر, which means intentionally without an excuse. If the follower precedes the imam with two integrals of action, in this case the follower's prayer is invalidated. المأموم ركع والإمام بعد قائم يقرأ الفاتحة ثم رفع والإمام بعد قائم يقرأ الفاتحة, الآن هو في الركن الثاني, ثم نزل ترك الاعتدال وهوى للسجود والإمام بعد قائم سبقه بركنين فعليين تامين, بطلت صلاة المأموم. An example of that, if the imam is standing reciting al-Fatiha, the follower bows to a ruku' and the imam is still standing. Then the follower stands up and the imam is still standing. Then now the follower is in the second ruku' integral. Then he goes down to a sujood. So he finished two complete integrals of action. He precedes the imam with two complete integrals of action while the imam is still standing. He goes down to a sujood while the imam is still standing. In this case, the follower's prayer is invalidated because he precedes the imam with two complete integrals of action. ومثل ذلك أن يركع المأموم قبل الإمام ثم لما أراد الإمام أن يركع رفع المأموم فركع الإمام ولم يلتقي بالمأموم في الركوع. كان المأموم شو عمل؟ كان رفع, اعتدل, ثم لما أراد أن يعتدل الإمام هوى المأموم للسجود فلم يلتقي به لا في الركوع ولا في السجود. هنا أيضا يكون سبقه بركنين فعليين فتبطل صلاته. Another example of this case is if the follower bows to a ruku and the imam is reciting, is standing up. When the imam wants to bow, the follower stands up. So the imam bows after the follower stood up. So he did not meet with the follower in a ruku'. Okay? Then, when the imam wanted to stand up, to get up from a ruku', the follower goes down to a sujood. So in this case, the imam and the follower did not meet in a ruku', did they? They did not. And they did not meet in the i'tidal. So the follower preceded the imam with two integrals of action. This invalidates also his prayer. This invalidated also his prayer. Are you still following me, or you are tired? Both. خلونا نوقف هون اليوم. Let us stop here for today. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. طيب. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, go ahead. Sorry. ما عم بسمع. صحت. إيه لأنه ما تقدم عليه. بس تنتبه جملة. If the follower stands next to the imam, not ahead of him. Next to the imam, يعني the heel of the follower and the heel of the imam are at the same level. In this case, the prayer of the follower is valid. It is valid because he did not stand ahead of him.
إذا اثنين تساويا في الموقف
لا هيدي أيمتى بشك إيه هذا احتمال أحيانا إذا كان بعيدا في الخلف فكان في ناس ما بيعود يعرف مين الإمام فبنقي واحد يأتم به هيك ما بصح
تصلي خلف الصبي مثلا
خلف الصبي إيه يجوز It is permissible for the woman to pray المميز It is permissible for the woman to pray behind her son in the prayer if he is praying her son who is not pubescent yet It is permissible yes
On the after the imam lifted his head up on the second rak'ah,
the one who joins the imam in the second rak'ah, but after the imam lifted from a ruku' lifted
yes,
up from a
ruku'. He makes the intention to pray.
He makes the intention to pray al-Jum'ah.
But does he get does he lose all the reward of the Jum'ah?
But
his reward, the
Jum'ah. He gets reward, of course. But not like the reward of the person who comes from the beginning.
Barakallah.
Wafiq.
Sheikh, for the person who's an inhabitant of a place, an inhabitant, the 40 people for Jum'ah. Is a person, for example, living in the States, he intends maybe 20, 30 years, I'm going to leave the States, but he doesn't know where. Is that person still an inhabitant or not?
A person might live for 30 years in the States and...
He's intending in the future to live.
Then he is intending to leave the States after 30 years?
Yeah.
Then he is not considered an inhabitant. To leave it... without the intention to come back to it, then he is not considered an inhabitant in that context. Yes, Ali.
If the person, he made sujood, he thought the imam lifted from sujood, he came up, is he allowed to go back down for another sujood? Or does he sit and wait for the imam?
He is a follower. And while praying, he thinks, he hears a voice. He thinks that the imam lift up from a sujood. So he lifts up. And he discovers that the imam is still in a sujood. He has the choice. He can wait for the imam and he can rejoin the imam. Same thing in Abuqua. صلى الظهر
عم بيصلي الصبح وبده يرجع يصلي الظهر كان عم يقضي الصبح خلال صلاة الصبح صار عنده شك هل هو أنهى الصبح وسلم ولا هلا هو بصلاة الظهر ما عرف
صار عنده شك هو بعده بالصبح ولا هلا بالظهر
نسي صار عنده شك هل هو سلم بصلاة الصبح وبدأ بصلاة الظهر ولا بعده بصلاة الصبح
بيعتبر حاله كأنه بعده بالصبح
الله فيك
وفيك إذا if the follower makes a salam before the imam intentionally no this invalidates his prayer If he does it at the same time with the imam, this does not invalidate his prayer. If he does it before, it invalidates. If he does it with the imam, this does not invalidate his prayer. But it is disliked. Who's what?
Sitting.
Yeah. Yes. For an excuse.
Yeah.
Yes, the imam cannot stand up. So he is praying while sitting. And the followers, they pray while standing up. Yes, it is permissible. He puts his heels behind the buttocks of the imam. Let me start with the papers. And do I need to ask for your mercy? If you want, let's delay the rest up till tomorrow. Allah yubarik fikum. ما كان سبب استحداث الأذان الثاني في زمن سيدنا عثمان حتى لأن الناس كثروا فحتى يتهيأوا ويأتوا للصلاة لأجل ذلك. The question is, why did our master Uthman order that they make a second adhan in Al-Jumu'ah for the prayer of Al-Jumu'ah? The answer is because Al-Madinah became bigger with more people. So to give them enough time to prepare themselves and come to the Jumu'ah. That's why. So they would hear the first adhan, they would start to prepare themselves, and then the second one would be after the imam sits on al-mimbar. Okay, if someone does not know, he has to make up prayers, and he is not sure how many prayers does he have to make up. In this case, he has to make up, he is obligated to make up the number about which he is sure that he missed. Yani, if he is sure that he missed 10 prayers, then he has to make up those 10 prayers. Now he doubts about the other 5. He makes them up out of precautions. But the 10 that he is sure that he missed them, he has to make them up. Ameen. من لغى يوم الجمعة هل له ثواب الجمعة؟ لا. من لغى والإمام يخطب فلا ثواب له. The one who talks while al-imam is giving the speech of al-jumu'ah, he loses the reward of al-jumu'ah. Even if he tells someone next to him, don't talk anymore. Even if he does that, he loses the reward of al-jumu'ah. من لغى والإمام يخطب فلا جمعة له. هكذا جاء في الحديث. من قال لأخيه صه والإمام يخطب فلا جمعة له. هكذا جاء في الحديث. ما له لا جمعة له، خلص خسر الثواب. ينتبه. ما من يسأل فيها؟ بلى. How's that?
The imam says his khutbah in Arabic.
Okay.
Then someone is translating in another language for the khutbah.
At the same time? At يعني the imam speaks and then the translator speaks and then the imam speaks and then the translator speaks. I will ask about that. This is strange. If the imam continues to do a fifth rak'ah after the sujood, can the follower wait for the imam and then do a salam with him? If you know that the imam is going up to a fifth rak'ah and you think that he forgot, that's why he's doing that, not on purpose, then you have the choice. Either you don't follow him up, you don't follow him in the fifth rak'ah. You do not. Either you either you depart from him and you say as-salam, or you wait for him until he sits, he says at-tashahud, then as-salam, then you say as-salam with him. Is talking during al-khutbah haram? There are two opinions about this issue. Some scholars said it is haram, some said it is makruh. And those who said it is makruh said that the one who does that loses the reward. If a man does not attend the two speeches but attends the prayer, is he sinful? No. If he does not reach the place while the khutbah is taking place, but he catches the prayer, then he is not sinful. In this case. Na'am. What? Yes. What if the follower realizes the prayer of his imam is invalid after he is already in prayer. Is his prayer invalid? For example, if the follower thinks that the imam has wudu and he follows him, and then during the prayer he discovers that he does not have his wudu, someone comes and tells the imam, "You are praying without wudu. Did you forget? You went to the bathroom and you didn't make wudu after that." In this case, the prayer of the follower is not invalidated. No, he continues by himself. Can a standing person pray behind a sitting person? Yes. And what would be... Okay. We answered this question. When someone is praying a silent prayer like a dhuhr with the imam, should they delay reciting al-Fatiha even though they cannot hear the imam? He waits a little bit, so he would be reciting after the imam. He waits to recite in a way that he catches the imam in a ruku. He delays a little bit, but in a way that when he finished reciting, he catches the imam in a ruku. This is how he delays. Can the woman buy from a non-Muslim during the time of Jumu'ah? A man, if he is a man, she does not buy from him. No. Because he is ordered to embrace al-Islam and go to the Jumu'ah. If a town has more than 40 people, how long must the imam wait before starting Jumu'ah? How long does he wait for them to become 40? Whenever, at any time, they become 40, then they can pray al-Jumu'ah. If they don't come, if he thinks that they are not going to come in time, then he prays al-Zuhur. That's how it goes. The excuses for one not to attend al-jama'ah are several ones. Like if someone's relative is dying, if one fears for himself, if he goes to the Jumu'ah, that he is going to be killed, or he's going to be robbed of his money, or several ones, like the rain, if he does not have anything to protect himself from rain, and the like. If the imam loses his wudu, what the people praying behind him do? Okay. If the imam loses his wudu, either he chooses one person and he takes him by the hand a little bit ahead, which means you lead the prayer, or he tells him, lead the prayer, or he says, let so and so continue leading the prayer, or he goes without saying anything, and one of them would step forward and lead the prayer, or they continue by themselves, each one by himself. All of that is na'am? No, not during Al-Jumu'ah. No, no. I'm talking in other. Al-Jumu'ah is not valid except in congregation. Na'am? لا يقف الرجال في صف النساء. He's asking, do men and women stand in the same row? No, they do not stand in the same row while praying. They do not. They do not. تفضل. صلى الله عليه وسلم. إذا ذكر اسمه بس. If you are listening to the Imam giving the speech of Al-Jumu'ah, you do not say anything, any word. Except, the scholars said, except if he mentions the name of the Prophet. If he says Muhammad, meaning the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, then it is allowed, يعني it is okay if you say As-Sala ala al-Nabi. Other than that, you do not say anything. القصر ولا ما الذي يعد سفرا؟ بالنسبة لإله على لا مساره هو مساره هو إلا إذا اختار طريق الأطول لا لشيء. هذيك مسألة تانية. أما إذا كان هو له حاجة, هناك طريقان, لكن له حاجة بالذهاب من الطريق الأطول, هذه المسافة المعتبرة بالنسبة له. لا هذه بس هيك, لا ما بيمشي الحال, ما بيمشي الحال. If someone is going from one place to another and there are several ways to go there, the distance, يعني isn't there a specific distance that needs to be covered? So one would be allowed to shorten the prayers? How does the person calculate this distance? According to which way? According to his way, the way that he is following. If he is doing that for a valid purpose, not just choosing the long way so he would be able to shorten the prayer. No. If there is a valid purpose for that. MashaAllah. One time, I remembered when I took Hajj Ali's hand. One time, Sheikh Abdullah was praying in Mecca. And three people who did not have at the time enough knowledge were praying behind him. So his wudu was invalidated. He took the hand of one of them and did like this, which means you lead, you continue, and he kept walking, going to make wudu. So after a while, that man kept walking behind the sheikh, kept going behind him. So the two others, also they did not know what to do. So one of them addressed the other one. He said, "What do we do now?" And the other one replied, "I don't know." So the three of them, their prayers were invalidated. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is what happens when one does not learn. MashaAllah. بارك الله فيكم. خلونا نصلي. الله يكرمكم. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Inshallah, those who want to take the Rifa'i Tariqah, inshallah tomorrow after Al-Maghrib. For the Rifa'i Tariqah, inshallah tomorrow after we pray Al-Maghrib. Barakallahu fikum.